What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, K-Rock fans and listeners? I'm Mike.
I'm Emily.
And our good friend Kevin is back on the station. And we thought that it'd be cool and honestly shocking for him to surprise him on the job. He doesn't know that we're coming. So we're gonna go wreak a little havoc. You ready?
Let's do it. Yeah, so exciting. I've never done this before.
Oh my god. Well, I've never done this.
Why am I stretching? I feel like I'm going on stage.
We have your chance to win tickets to Disneyland After Dark Star Wars night. What the hell is going on?
Excuse me, sir.
Mike Shinoda.
What do you think you're doing?
What's happening? You scared the crap out of me.
I heard you don't like surprises.
I love surprises, actually.
Hi.
How you been, man?
Hi.
That was weird.
I'm sure the people at home are very confused.
I'm sure they are, yes.
I'll introduce you to my friend.
Listen, we'll play music again. Don't worry about that.
Hi.
It'll happen. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing here? Hi.
Kevin, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. You?
Good. It's good to meet you.
You too.
Wow.
I'm sure people listening are like, what is even happening right now?
Probably, but I make mistakes all the time, so they probably are used to it. It probably doesn't bother them. So how are you guys?
They're probably just like, this is how the show's going to be from
this
now on?
This again.
This is the new. This
guy doesn't know how to run anything.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they're talking about me. Wait, I'm sinking slowly in this chair. Do you see
you are.
This?
That chair's going down, yeah. Wow. These chairs are really, really shaky.
So this is the status of this room now. It's like,
yes.
They can't see at home.
We're losing you, Mike.
You guys are going to have to watch the video for this.
Mike
later.
Is sitting on the floor.
This chair started off 18 inches higher than
that's,
I got to upgrade a different chair. And hope
that's what
didn't
she
happen.
Said. All that's right. Try that one.
Hey.
Okay.
All right.
So,
good.
Hi.
Mike Shinoda.
Hi.
Emily.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. We're on the radio in the afternoon.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. With you.
Full time?
Yeah. We're
your
new
be here tomorrow too?
Co-hosts. Yeah, we're just going to do this together every
Excellent.
Day.
Excellent.
Yeah. We were in the neighborhood and we wanted to stop in and say hi, congratulate you on the new gig.
Thank you.
At the new gig that's an old gig.
It's an old gig, yeah.
Yeah.
This is so bizarre.
It's super weird.
It is super weird. And Emily, I've never met you. I'm happy to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Tell me about being in this band.
Well, we get to do really cool surprises into really cool radio stations. So life is pretty good.
That alarm thing that you had on
that
your...
That scared me too,
bullhorn?
To be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't. That wasn't my doing.
That
was handed to me by a minion.
Oh no, it's great.
Yeah, K-Rock Minion handed it to me.
It's great. It needed to be. It needed to happen because it was frightening.
You were like, what the fuck?
That's what you were going.
You got to bleep me.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that.
Oh, my bad.
You should know that.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've needed to be bleeped. Yeah.
So tell me how you've been.
We're good. I think.
We're good. Yeah.
We're in. We're in town because we're in between. We're actually about to leave to go start our U.S. tour.
Do some rehearsals tomorrow.
Yeah, we're doing rehearsals until first show is in Austin, and then we're headed out to different places.
How many rehearsals do you do before you go out on a tour?
I mean, it depends on how much new material or how many changes, right?
Right.
So
when you have a new album, I'm sure you do a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing a 2-hour set on this run, and we've been playing, I don't know, like, how many new songs?
I don't know now. I mean, we're practicing 5 more or yeah. 3 more.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, like, yeah.
No, that's right.
How do you guys not know how many more new songs you're doing?
I mean, it depends on how you look at it as new. We've got...
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
But we are... Yeah, so you know, we play the hits and then we add in some other stuff that we like and we add in some new stuff that... We haven't played before the future hits.
I've always wanted to ask somebody this. Have you ever, because you've been around for a while, have you ever had a song that you love that doesn't get good response? And you're pissed because you're like, I love that song. Why isn't it resonating?
I mean, in our band, luckily, we get to play long enough that we can do that. We can add those songs.
You can play those songs and they'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like remember when we were putting together the set lists for this run, we were like trying to pick your brain and Colin's brain about which, I don't remember what songs you were like, oh, we have to play these.
Greed, Misery.
Yes. That's on our to-do list.
That's on our to-do. That's the one. I just feel like it'd be so cool live. We're not playing that, sorry.
Yeah. We'll get around to it.
I need people to back me up on that one.
Yeah. I remember Colin was a big, like, well, he's like, I don't care as long as Somewhere I Belong is in the set. I was like, oh, like it's not you in the band. It was never like a top 5 for the band, members. And now it is.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't.
Oh, wow.
If we had to play a set of just 5 songs, Somewhere I Belong wouldn't have made it.
Oh.
But Colin was...
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, to your point, it's kind of the other way around. Like, looking at it the other way around, like, we have songs in the set. We put in the set because we love them. And even though they're not big songs...
Right.
I mean, by Linkin Park standards, they're not. It's you know, we put them in because we love them. Love them.
And Em, what's it like trying to be a part of this band? It's with such a history, with such a huge lead singer's... shoes to fill. I'm sorry to ask you that again.
I mean, key word, you said try. Yeah. You know? What's it like trying? It's like, just gotta try. Just gotta show up.
When you started, were you scared out of your mind?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's still things that scare me, you know? But I, for the most part, I've gotten a good grip on it. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And she's gotten such, I mean, first of all, you put in the work and the fans, like, know that and they respect it and they've always had
a good presence online where your fans and you stay in tune, and so you've got a rabid fan base that is happy to welcome her because I think
it could have been the other. I couldn't have, you know, they, people could have been nasty or whatever, and they're not, like, they really have been so supportive, and I don't know, I feel like in the last 5-7 years Their meme game has gotten really good.
Yeah,
they got all the memes now. The Emily memes are strong.
You have a good sense of humor about that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
I think she does.
Yeah,
there's been a couple times where I mean I don't have any examples, but I feel like there's been a couple times where I was like, oh, this thing could land weird, or like, I don't know how I would feel about this joke. Sometimes it's like, you know, one of us says something about the other one, like I'll say something about Dave and I'll be like, oh, maybe that's like, comes off weird,
right? It is strange to have to think how it's going to come off when you didn't mean it.
Obviously.
Insulting,
right? But yeah, I think Em's got like such a good sense of humor about that stuff. Like, she's,
I definitely don't go looking for it, but I have it from friends, and, you know, obviously the band and stuff send me stuff, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I appreciate it.
You must have thick skin. I'm really happy.
Yeah, well, there's also like some of it is just really genuinely so funny. Like lot of it is like there's like drawings and anime, and then they take other memes and like put us in them, and it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
You're very artistic, and you have brought out sort of that side of your fans as well.
Hmm.
You do stuff. You put stuff out that they can take and change and remake. And
yeah, that's true. That's true. I think
More than most bands, I would guess.
Well, I mean,
good point.
You know, Joe and I both we met in art school, so
that's probably a nerd. What a
total nerd, man!
Wow, it's so crazy to see you here,
big dummies.
Mike Shinoda and Emily are here. Live. I did not know what was going to happen.
as a radio personality, a professional in the radio.
Am I a professional?
You're a legend in the business. And normally, I assume that there's a routine of preparation that one would do before somebody comes in.
Of course.
And we are catching you with none of that.
Of course. Yes, that is very true. Yes.
Like all you've got.
Yes, because I want to not embarrass you guys or us. So I would have questions and everything else, but
you don't get that.
You did this
today.
On purpose. Yeah, you son of a bitch.
100%.
Wow.
We're all professionals here.
Yeah.
Are we?
I just want to I just want people to know just oh, well, look at this.
Questions.
Well,
if you want them.
Thank you. He just came in with some paperwork of questions.
If like, you want to do some prep during the next song or something.
Latest album, From Zero. Haven't heard it. Is it good?
Stuff like, that's the thing you want to avoid, right?
Right,
the stuff that you're like, everyone knows this, but I didn't know it.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Those are the sound bites that usually get clipped from your shows, and then other people press the little sampler button during your show, and it happens over top of you talking.
Yes, unfortunately, that does happen.
Yeah.
You're playing locally soon?
We're not, the LA show isn't until September 13th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're playing Into It. Dome? Mm-hmm. Into a dome?
I think it's into a dome, yeah.
Yeah. Are you... Joe always says, every time I mention it, he's like, are you into it?
Mm. Don't encourage that.
This is Joe's job.
Don't encourage that.
Those are called jokes.
he's always with us.
Yeah.
But you're going this summer. You said you're doing...
We're playing...
Festivals?
This
or?
Is the most aggressive, the most, like, the most shows we've played in a year's amount of time in many, many... In like, definitely over a decade, maybe 20 years. Like, I don't know. We're playing a lot of shows. It's all Emily's fault.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
It's
all that
more.
Young energy. She's like, let's play more shows.
And just give yourself a little time
off. We're just like, oh my God, this is going to be hard.
Which of you likes to tour the most in the band?
I don't know. Emily.
I think it's a draw between Colin and I.
Yeah, that's probably true.
What do you like about it? Just the rush?
Of course. Actually being on stage, yeah. And just seeing the fans in person it's so, so rewarding. And especially with the new songs, too. And having them, hearing it live, having them sing it back, it's so... again, rewarding, but also being in different places all the time, getting to travel is one of my favorite things. So,
do you get to spend any time doing anything other than doing shows?
No,
okay.
No, I'm kidding. we play pickleball.
Who's the best at pickleball?
Me, of course.
Of course.
I agree.
Dave.
No argument there. Dave is better.
We do have a couple ringers on the crew too. Yeah. But in the band, I think M and Dave. I don't want to play against M and Dave. That's for sure.
Because they'll embarrass you on the pickleball court.
It's easy to embarrass me doing anything. I mean, so that's
you're not that easily embarrassed.
But not on the outside.
I'm crying on the inside.
You know, it's funny you were asking. We were talking about like the things that you enjoy on the road too. I was thinking about how there's these weird little nuances too. Like, Em was talking about like just being on the bus or just like enjoying like getting up in the morning and getting a breakfast or a cup of coffee or tea in the
that seems like
in
that
the
might
town.
Be a drag.
No, man, it's the best. Like, just not knowing. Just not knowing like what the local like culture is,
right?
And just we're going to like a bunch of cities on this run that we haven't been to in a really long time, like it's like Omaha and Grand Rapids and Baltimore. Like I don't know when the last time we went to Baltimore is,
right?
And
do you have local people there that tell you this is the spot to go? This is where to get the coffee. This is where to
even there's that. There's also like, you know, I mean, we look stuff up online, but there's also like our certain people from the crew may have just been there with a different artist before they came on for this tour cycle with us. And they're like Jerome was saying the other day, our tour manager was saying like, oh yeah, when we go to this place, like I stayed at this hotel, it's really nice. Like, this is my favorite spot. And then
did they ever prank you? And you go, this is supposed to be the best hotel.
This
great.
Trust me, guys. Trust me. You're going to love this hotel.
It has to go on a lot, I would imagine.
I would love that, actually.
You would love it if somebody pranked you like that.
I mean, it's pretty extreme. I can't imagine somebody doing it.
Am I allowed to ask you personal questions?
I mean, maybe. Depends on what it is.
I'll just ask, and then you can not answer if you don't want
okay.
to. Do the kids come with you?
Oh, sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. They can't, I mean, the different guys in the band have, the kids are different ages, but they're close. And, like, I think for some of us, like the amount of time away from school is a problem,
sure.
right? Like any teacher will tell you, like there's a real disconnect, even if they're Zooming, even if they join things with Zoom or if they like do homework remotely, it's like not the same as being there.
Right. Of course.
So there's that. But you know, it was funny. I was just talking earlier today to somebody about how like we've toured with other bands, our seniors, like Metallica, for example,
right.
who like we learned things from them and like kind of patterned some of our tour, the way we do things on tour after like older bands.
People
who
who've been doing
been
it.
There, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to do that and hopefully we get to pass it down to other bands.
Can I tell a funny story about you?
Sure.
His son was one and he thought that he was going to be able to make a birthday cake that didn't have any sugar in it. And he was going to give him a birthday cake with no sugar. And he had a sugar cake as a backup, but he wasn't going to tell his one-year-old. And he put this cake in front of the one-year-old, and he started screaming, bloody murder, get rid of it. And they brought in the cake with the sugar in it cake. Immediately. He knew immediately.
Yeah, they're like, we're just joking.
Pranks, yeah,
man.
Just looked at it and said, that's a BS cake.
I like that you tried it, though. You tried it. You didn't tell him. You didn't give him any heads up. You just put it out like, this is your birthday cake. And he was like, nope.
The world's worst prank.
No, thank you. Well, you guys, thank you for coming in. This is great. Can I keep going or what?
Yeah, play Up From the Bottom, which is next. You see it there?
Oh, we get to play the new song.
The single should be queued up.
Yeah, I messed with this.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I just deleted a bunch of stuff so I could play the ID because I was supposed to.
Yeah, totally.
Or I could just sing it.
I'll tell you what, Kevin, why don't you talk to him for like another 30 seconds?
All right.
I'll go in
the
room.
To find the key.
Here's what we'll do. We'll play the single. We'll take a beat.
All right.
We'll come up with a plan and we'll keep going.
Okay.
All right, cool.
I love it.
Give me like 30 more seconds and then you'll have it ready.
Mike, what are you looking forward to the most for this next run, the next few weeks here?
Being in a bus.
Being in a bus.
You really like that part.
I really do.
It feels like that would be claustrophobic and maybe boring.
No? I mean, especially in the U.S., I specifically like to be in a bus with the long drives. I don't know. There's something more, I don't know, romantic about it. Just, you know, the long drives and... I don't know. You're in a band. I don't know.
Yeah,
it feels like we're in the 70s.
It's that movie. It's that. It's like an. It's like
almost
a,
famous.
Almost
man.
Famous. It's like that. Yeah, that poetic, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. The
it's the camaraderie.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I love that.
I
love it so much. Yeah.
Dude, it's been a minute since our band has been in a bus together.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
So we're trying it out.
We were doing. Kind of like a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles thing for a while. That's generally
one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Really so good. It'd be like stay at the hotel in one city, take a car to the airport, fly to the other city to play the show, car to the show, do that, and we'd be in the car going back to the airport before the fans even left the venue. Like, we were...
Wow.
It was, yeah, it was a well-oiled machine, and that machine didn't include buses in most cases.
Gotcha.
So I'm actually very, I'm very excited to do this, because it's, yeah, there's something cool about the band in a bus thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Miles, their song is not up. I don't know what you want me to do.
And if it all goes to hell, it's all my fault.
Everybody well, yeah. can blame it on you.
You could check
yeah.
in
yeah.
with
but
us.
It's okay.
You could. I'm entirely prepared that, like, somebody or even me would be like, you know, that was a really good thing to try. I'm glad we tried that.
Yeah. It was a good effort.
You guys are welcome to continue going on the bus.
Right.
I'm going to do something different.
It's this guy right here. It's this one right here. So if we can just load that in.
Talking right into the mic. You know that, right?
Hey, everybody. How we doing? Sorry. This is live radio. And, wow, why is it not show? Oh, it's because we're up here.
Did you guys not know that they were coming?
Well, we didn't.
This is a surprise
This
for
is
everyone?
A plan. That's right there, up from the bottom. It's right there. Right there. Right there. Can
just
we play that?
Just as I had planned.
Do I load it over here?
Yes.
Can I do it, like, right
yes,
there?
Yes.
This is maybe
yes.
the most.
Hold on. Here we go.
This is the most Boom. Chaotic radio visit Boom. Of all time.
It is so far.
Linkin Park, new song, Up From The Bottom.
You heard here first.
K-Rock.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was not gonna say that.
What happened? Was the mic on?
Oh,
check
man.
Check one, too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Emily, Mike.
Hi.
We're back. We're back in the studio. This is a surprise. I did not see this coming, but you guys are doing some rehearsals, getting ready to tour.
Yes.
And you're doing, what are you doing this summer? You're doing your own shows or you're doing festivals or both?
Yeah, we're doing both, but it's almost all, it's a lot of headlines, our shows.
Of your own shows.
Our own shows, yeah.
Do you like playing festivals at all anymore? I mean, is there a challenge in trying to win people over that don't know you yet?
We've only played one so far with this new lineup, so it's hard to assess. But I would say yes. I'm just going to look into the future and say yes, because I've always just love playing festivals in general. So, yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
We were talking about that. You remember we were talking about that a while back? We've only played the one, but we've got a few coming up, and there's definitely a little bit of, like, whenever you're doing that, you're playing for other people's fans in some cases.
Right.
Or just even with our band, like, people that know about the band but don't really know the band.
Mm-hmm.
So you totally have an opportunity to, like, win people over. I'm focused on that a lot when we're playing those shows.
How long has it been since you opened? for people.
Opened?
Yeah. Meaning, like, most of the fans are not there to see you.
You trying to make me sound like a dinosaur? Like, what is happening?
I'm just saying the opposite of that, which is winning people over. You have to win almost everyone over when you're opening for another band.
I mean, look.
Like a year and a half ago?
Yeah. Winning people over. We were opening, in a sense, we were opening for, like, an invisible, like, headliner. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
We were playing our first shows in When we played the that like launch show that we live streamed, mm-hmm. where it was like nobody knew the band was coming back, nobody knew about Emily. Like that for me was that same feeling where you're like, okay, we have stuff to prove right now.
Right, I can see that. Of course, that makes sense.
That was a similar feeling. It was different, but it was similar.
No, I can totally see that. And you must have just been frightened.
Yeah.
And you did so well.
Thank you.
You really did. It was like, wow, this is great. I'm sorry to go back and ask questions that you've already answered a million times, but how did you two get together and figure this out?
It was actually back in 2019 when he just hit me up to do some writing. And, you know, I didn't think it was going to be anything, you know, Linkin Park related. And even at the time, it wasn't at all. It was just kind of just writing, you know? And at the time...
What songs were you writing? Was it for Linkin Park or for Fort Minor, for anything else? No,
Just to write.
Just to write songs.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing some writing at the time. I was working with other people. And of course, he's always working with people,
yeah.
I feel like.
Well,
And at the time, you were. Yeah. Now, yeah. Of course, your timing. But, yeah. And we wrote a few things and then, you know, timing wasn't really there, you know. I was doing other things, he was doing other things, and then it wasn't until 2023, yeah. And you hit me up for something else and that didn't really happen. I think it was like for some, remember you were going to be doing some live stuff.
Well, I mean, I think like it was definitely at that point, like we were starting to talk. Joe and Dave and I were starting to talk, and then and we got a little more serious about, like, let's do more sessions with people and let's keep it really open-ended. Let's not, like, say they're Linkin Park sessions. Let's just do sessions and see what happens.
Because in a lot of ways, that pressure of being Linkin Park is crushing.
Dave said it, like, really well. He at the time, he was like, if you were single and trying to meet people, and you wouldn't go to the bar and be like, I need to find someone to marry. Like, that'd be a crazy, be an idiot, right?
That's true.
So you're going to go and you're going to, like, see if you have chemistry and, like, what's the vibe. So that's how we approached it. It was more like, let's get in the room and just do stuff and see who we enjoy, like, hanging out with.
Let me ask you another personal question, and that's, did you watch her closely when she got upset, and did you watch him closely when he got upset to see, like, during the hard times this might be difficult?
I mean, I feel like we didn't have very many, like, upset.
It's still coming.
We didn't really. I mean, I feel like there was just, like, a lot of hard questions, mm-hmm. you know, of, like, are you going to want to, you know, do this and stuff like that. So I feel like that was the most important thing. So there wasn't really room for...
And was the question, do you really want to do this, the full Linkin Park thing? Or was it just, do you want to do something?
At the point, like when they did ask me, it was very clear that it was what we were making was Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounded like it. It's just what was happening.
Did you
and it
write
was evident.
Did you help write the songs, or did you write the songs, Mike, for Linkin Park?
Well, I wrote all the songs.
Emily is the mastermind.
Sweet. That's great news for you.
It's so good. It's so really nice. I just get to, it's a vacation now.
You just show up.
I barely show up. I just have to be there for the shows. She's a really good writer.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, we have a very... I've been told that we have a very specific, like, way that we do things. Like, it's unique, the way we write, the mm-hmm. way things come into being on our records. And
that's always the most fascinating part to me, is how you go from no song to a song.
Is
it all different?
It can be. Like, I approach it with, like, just... As we make albums, I get more tools in the toolbox. Like I get new ways to crack different, like create solutions to different songwriting problems. And getting in the room with Colin and Emily, I felt like, oh, these, first of all, they're really good at this, and they're good at specific things that I'm not great at. And so when we get together, it's fun because the people have different strengths and weaknesses. And then the whole band, it's not as simple as like, just a simple example. It's not as simple as like, who's going to write the word?
Right.
Who's going to write the words of the verse? It's like, I use Joe's example a lot because his suggestion might not have anything to do with what the words are, or it might be have nothing to do with the melody, but he'll say something like about the symbolism, or say something like very, almost like vague, and then it influences what ends up being the words,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're like, oh, it's he did something. He said something, and it made me act a certain way or think a certain
and
way.
Without and without his input, better. You wouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, so that's, it's very, it's mysterious, yeah. like you were saying. Like, it's hard to describe. And yeah, like, everybody participates when we're in the room, like, everybody's.
Like, when you did that song with, was it Cypress Hill? You did a song where they took your chorus, I think, and they.
I did a song with that. It was a total, like, beat. B-side. Like, I don't know if it's the one you're thinking of.
Well, I think it is. But, I think it's the only one that I know. But I'm just saying, like, that kind of thing, you write by yourself and...
Oh, yeah. So when I've written and produced for other people, yeah it's very much like a more traditional, like, write a song,
right.
produce a song, like, here are my ideas type of thing. And with our band, it's not.
Right.
It's very...
Everybody gets to have
a say. I'm still looking forward to, like, now we're just getting to this point where we're more familiar with each other now than we were when we were doing this record. Like, when we were doing this record, we were making the record while we were, like, making the band.
Right.
So now it's like, I feel like I'm hearing, I get a little more sense of, like, hearing personal stories and just knowing the people. And we all, there's, like, it's more, I don't know.
It's more like a family?
We know each other a little better than we did. And hopefully we'll continue to get to know each other more.
Mm-hmm.
And those things... influence the stuff you write.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why we're riding a bus.
Yeah.
That's why you're riding a bus.
Yeah.
Mike's going to ride one leg of a bus. That's it. He's going to ride one leg of the bus, and then he's going to go
peace out. Maybe hit like two or three cities.
And then forget this.
I would
this.
Rather ride a bike than be around these
Mike
people.
Mike Shinoda is going to ride a bike on tour.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, and I love that you surprised me today. This makes me very happy.
You're the best.
Uncomfortable, but happy. Because I was not expecting it. But Mike, thank you for coming. And Emily, thank you for coming. And best of luck. And we'll see you. Let's see. When is it? The show is at the Intuit Dome September 13th.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to help him? He knows what he's...
He doesn't know anything.
He's the boss.
He needs to get rid of a bunch of music so that he can play some commercials, which everybody loves.
Oh, yes. Finally.
Right?
Oh, your favorite.
Non-stop commercials.
Everybody's been wanting to listen to.
Sorry about that, but we've been talking, so instead of playing music, let's see. Here we go. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's how it started.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.